from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The first off the line was great. Let's go again, but let's just make sure we keep it crisp all the way through at the top.
Let me get one more.
Hot dogs, get your hot dogs here.
Dude!
That's Rome Odunze, who decided that he was going to try his lot as a practicing hot dog vendor at Soldier Field.
Why not?
I think they were advertising, what were they, the hot dogs and that the Bears will do anything that they can, I don't know. But good for Rome. I know, it's fine, it's good. Thanks to our guests today. They were Sam Munson, Dan Wiederer, and... we had another guest, Pete Futek.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
FIU Tech.
So it was Pete Futek who joined us today. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, Score Afternoons, Spiegel, and Heron. Hello.
What up, everybody? So Levy Foods has made a deal with Soldier Field.
That's what it was. It was Levy.
So, and I know that they're trying to elevate the game day food and experience at Soldier Field. I was there for a Fire game over the summer. And enjoyed myself, but not necessarily the food. I assume that Bears games are what they'll target.
Mm.
So
that's what it is.
Was that what was going on?
Yes. Yeah.
I've got a friend offering Bears tickets to go to a game or two this fall, and I haven't gone to a regular season game in a long time because I feel like our job, like we better serve the listeners, I feel like, by watching it on TV and sharing that experience with them.
And going to football games really isn't that much fun.
Well, going to Soldier can be a big pain in the bootay.
But not for you,
it's
though.
It's a TV studio.
You can kind of just walk over.
I can just walk across the street. This is true, Lawrence.
Bike over if you want to.
If I wanted to. But yeah, and I'm thinking about going because it's a friend with a son. It was Ruben's age. So we'd all go together.
Does sure. Ruben know this kid? Or is it going to be like an awkward sort of arranged, like, hey, you've got a new friend?
That's right. Me and his dad are pals. Now, go make nice right. with the kid. No, it is his friend.
Their seats are in the upper deck. You guys are at the 50-yard line.
No, and they're good seats. So, like, I haven't been like a real Bears game with good seats in a long time. I'm excited.
You should do that.
Let's do that.
I was seeing you and Ruben there in the preseason last year.
Yes,
that was a nice sighting.
Yes, sir. See, you and Luke Kanellis on the sideline.
Yeah.
Rude Daddy knows those guys. you looked handsome doing your work.
By comparison to
while we're talking, I just want to send a quick shout out here to my dad who won the 80 plus level at his club over the weekend, the champion of all those 80
Did he
plus
shoot his age?
No, he's going too soon, I believe, but I after all the numbers were said and done, it was a net 75. And get a little more prize winnings for this guy. It's his third tournament win in the last 4 years.
It's fantastic to just still be competing in something at a certain age when you're still just out there winning stuff.
Well, that's what I told him. He's like, well, it wasn't that big a field. I'm like, yeah, but somebody had to win. Somebody's got to win. It might as well be
in score.
Well, yeah. What did Steve Stone say? I figured if somebody's got to win, it might as well be me. That's what I say. Go get him.
That's cool.
And he's like, I don't know if I want to do it because it's been a long time since we've had to putt it to the bottom of the cup. Because in their game, they've got a big circle of friendship around the hole. And he says, but this is like, no, it's got to be the bottom of the cup. Okay. He goes, I don't like 3-foot putts. I'm like, well, then knock it in. Well,
nobody does when there's something on the line.
Yeah, then chip it in, man.
Isn't that awesome. Tiger's whole thing? Like, if you want to play Tiger, he'd be like, what are we playing for? Whatever makes you nervous.
Yep. Yeah.
If I just won 2 club championships, not even senior.
Not even senior.
Did you see the video of him, by the way, hitting the ball?
No.
Somebody's, I think Howard Beck might have retweeted it. Somebody retweeted it and he didn't even, I mean, decent contact and didn't even get close to making it to the fairway.
Oh, I'd be surprised if he didn't have a glorious swing. He seems really athletic.
It's not great.
Right, well, shout out to Papa Bernstein.
Yeah, right.
And while absolutely. We're being proud of our fathers, I called my dad the other day and said, Dad, you know what's happening on Monday in the baseball game? It's going to be at Fenway Park. Do you know what's happening? And he's like, wait, remind me. I said, well, this catcher. And he said, oh, yeah, the guy's going to be on the same box score for both teams. So my dad at 91 knew the answer, had been following along and knew the news that was going on. That game's happening right now.
It's a wild story.
Dude, I love stuff like that. Because it's not just...
Was it Joel Youngblood?
Traded between games of a doubleheader.
Yeah.
But this is...
Same game.
Same game because of the rain delay. He started the game as the catcher for the Blue Jays. He's at the plate when the rain delay started. Now, as the game resumed today, he's behind the plate for the other team, and he had to be pinch hit for the Blue Jays. So not only is it one guy playing for two teams in the same game, it's the same plate appearance in the same game.
Wow.
And that has never happened in the history of baseball. And stuff like that gives me chills. I don't know why. It's just freaking delightful that's never happened, and here it is today.
I'm confused, but I don't want to belabor the storyline.
Traded from one team to the other in the interim.
The game was postponed. They're
picking it up today.
Picking it up from where it started, which was him at home plate.
It'd be great if he got traded just for the doubleheader and then went back to the other team afterwards.
Right. Yeah, but it's like, so yeah, traded like a week later, and then people have been talking about when they play, if he's playing catcher for the Red Sox, then that would mean he's on both teams in the same game, and it's the same plate appearance.
Okay. God,
that's fascinating.
Isn't that awesome? Sports is weird. Man.
Yes, baseball, yeah. So there's a week in between. Okay.
Yeah, but only in baseball can you pick up a game mm-hmm. at an exact moment like that and set everything up because of how it's punctuated. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, second and four. I know this game was last week in football, but here we go. Let's line it back up. Same formation.
Run it again.
I was actually thinking about the football-baseball correlation because I'll never forget the look on Theo Epstein's face when I was like, yeah, so the Bears hired this guy, Ryan Pace. It's like maybe, they'll start going in the right direction. And Theo was like, how much can a football boss do? You know, like totally snide about it, thinking that a baseball boss reorganizes development and scouting, is in charge of all these different levels, and football does so much less. But here's Ryan Poles this past weekend having to know the fringes of every roster around football and making a deal for two late round draft picks next year. Granted, one of them his coach knows before, the other Chris Williams, but he's got to know the pass rusher in Seattle and know that there's a year left and know what kind of guy he is and scout that. So, football people have to know the whole league and the fringes of every roster.
The power dynamic is just inverted. You know, the influence of the baseball executive is more than the baseball manager these days in game. You know, the baseball executive gets you ready in game, might even be on the phone with the dugout in game, whereas the football executive, they're not doing anything during the football game. That's up to the coach, the staff, the players. Whereas it's the other end of it, you know, in
the baseball guy has to look longitudinally. The baseball guy is going to sign a 16-year-old in the Dominican Republic and envision which teams he's going to play for in the organization, what position he's going to play, and where he's going to be when he's 26. Like that, come on.
It's crazy.
It is different.
And he's got to look and say, this guy, he's really good against this kind of pitching, but against that kind of pitching, it won't be good unless he develops this way and I can develop with him. And oh, by the way, I better have it all set that by whatever he learns in the minors, he's also going to be learning in the majors, even though I can't control those hirings right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right, or the guy's a catcher, and you think he's going to be a high leverage reliever for us.
Mm-hmm.
But he's only been a catcher, and you're looking at him like, we've got other plans.
And there will never be a point where Ryan Poles gets on the horn during a football game and says, "Hey, Flus, let's do this on 4th and Inches instead next time." Like, that's just not going to happen in the football world. Whereas in baseball, there will be in-game decisions where something like that might go down.
Not very often, very, very rarely, actually. I mean, I've been around execs watching managers botch games, going nuts.
You remember
that?
Yes, and there are managers who would walk if anybody ever did that to them.
One of them. Kind of.
I mean, like he would throw his hat down, he'd take his uniform off, and he would walk.
Yeah. So I don't think that really that. I mean, it. I know it has happened. I believe it happened in Boston with Alex Cora the first time around. Mm-hmm. Frankly, like I had heard that like he was getting told from above, but a lot of places they will not go along with that.
In game, meddling in baseball.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but I mean. So that's interesting because, like, during the preseason game when Poles said, you know, good job by the coaches to push the ones further in the first half for that one game. That's an example of what you're talking about where Poles is like, God, I hope they keep playing, but can't really control him.
And right? It's something that a football executive would do after the game.
After the game.
And they talk it through
Monday.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They would also say, hey, if this, then this, if this, then this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So those scenarios, he probably knew – depending on how successful or lack thereof, whether or not he had the leeway to do that.
Mm.
Big Ann, what do you make of these changes that the Bears have made to their defensive line?
I mean, it's depth. It's depth and more competent depth, more accomplished depth than they've had. And, you know, it doesn't make them the Philadelphia Eagles D-line of 2 years ago or anything like that, but like having guys who've actually made plays in the NFL.
So it's not panicky to you at all?
No.
Okay.
I mean, they're not leveraging much to get, you know. All right,
it is leveraging some, though. You
some,
know?
Sure.
I found it interesting that, you know, it's possible that one or both those guys might end up cut in 4 days, right?
It's possible, yeah.
I mean, if you're getting them for a fringe draft pick, like they'd rather give up a late-round draft pick to get 4 more days in the building, 5 more days in the building.
The guarantee associated with it.
The guarantee.
Right.
So you're not out there bidding for some of these people.
We've all been sitting here talking about how much the D-line needs help. The D-line, the pass rush needs more depth. They're thin at defensive tackle. They got no edge rush aside from Montez Sweat. Frankly, no interior rush. Not much of it aside from Montez Sweat either. So to be able to enhance your depth at both positions in the way that they have with limited capital invested to do so and get that guarantee of guys who they obviously like, they prioritize these guys. So, I don't have any big issue with it. Panicky, it'd be different if it was, you know, we've seen Ryan Poles give up second-round picks before, but no, this wasn't. This was an immense capital that you gave up to do it.
I like getting the edge. I like getting the extra edge because I think it takes some heat off Austin Booker. Like, now just go out there and play, and then if you play well, we'll give you more playing time, and that's all good.
And he could view it as a slight, too, and maybe that makes
him
better.
That's right. Fine, too. But it's also, you know, it's not like I know I've been a guy saying, well, they got Montez on one side, and that's just that. It's not like Montez plays every down. Nobody plays every down anymore. Mm-hmm. He was a 75% guy, that was his high point of snaps last year in week 16 for the Bears. So it's like, so now when there's no Montez, if it's DeMarcus Ware, then it's Booker on one side, or
Walker.
Maybe it's...
If it's DeMarcus Ware,
then you're getting somewhere.
Now we're talking.
I like that plan.
So it's Jimmy Walker on one side.
Nancy Walker on the other.
His pass rush is dynamite.
You're soaking in it, she says to the quarterback.
Yeah, she does. She's got a whole...
You're soaking in it. Yeah.
Relax. It's Palmolive. And stay down.
It's a great sack dance by Nancy
Walker. I don't
think
that's Nancy Walker.
Yeah, it is. Nancy Walker's...
Madge?
Yeah, she's Madge.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty damn sure. God,
I don't think she
so
was
good.
Always Madge, though.
Mm-hmm.
She evolved into Madge?
I think there was more than one Madge.
There's a Madge evolution?
I'm pretty sure.
You think there were two Madges?
Like Darren's?
Like Darren's, exactly. Two Darren's.
We need to make younger references.
It's not
who are you counting on for that?
It's not going to be Mojo.
Once we've entered Dick Sargent versus Dick York territory, that's when you know it's time to retire.
You got all younger references. Man, I went and saw the Doobie Brothers in concert last night.
Let's go. Let's go.
How were they?
I mean, I was hoping for more Michael McDonald. I was hoping to get more of a Michael McDonald fix during the show. I don't know what that's about.
Did he not sing that much?
I mean, he was there. He was on stage.
They got a lot of non-Michael McDonald hits.
They've got a lot of different genre hits.
My wife was kind of explaining that to me a little bit. But I just, in my head, like, I knew Michael McDonald was a part of the Doobie Brothers.
That's what my wife told me.
I didn't know that. I was thinking it was like Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers.
I was thinking it was like
that vibe. Yeah, I didn't know he wasn't like the lead singer of the Doobie Brothers because he's just such a bigger deal. Yeah. Than the rest of them.
Well,
are.
But there's like Rocking Down the Highway. And
they got good songs.
China Grove.
I just like live music. We just like live music in general. So I knew I'd know some songs going there. Uh-huh. I just didn't know the Michael McDonald dynamic. And then something about it just felt kind of frosty during the show. Like even just throughout the set.
Oh, like, you know, they didn't get along?
It struck me in that way.
I'm not surprised.
Where, you know, you got like the bass player and the saxophonist, they're like staring at each other, nodding during the set and, you know, kind of keeping time, looking at each other, like once in a while, a little pat on the back as they're moving around. Michael McDonald just over on the side of the stage by himself, just kind of separate from everybody.
That's 54 years. 54 years of a band being together, and Michael was in late. He's the new guy. Uh-huh. He's been there for like 30 years.
And then outshone all of them. So that to me, at least in my head, like not knowing the backstory, but that's what I went into it, just wondering, like, all right, how much Michael McDonald are we going
to
get?
I got to say, I love the way that Ant listens to music and watches music. Like last week, he revealed himself as a phenomenal karaoke psychologist, like really good at breaking down the psychology of the Bears players as they supported Roma Dunze, supported Austin Wheeler, hung Caleb Williams out to dry as he failed. So like, and Ant's really good at the musical dynamics and reading the physicality.
Yeah, so I didn't know if it was I'm forgetting the guy's name.
Pat Johnston?
No, Colston Weatheringtonson. Who's the lead singer?
Marcus Colston.
No, the guy who's with like the Flower Children type of group that's been all over the place.
You should know his name.
Yeah, I wish I did. Was it Lindsey Buckingham? Lindsey Buckingham. Oh. Whatever his group is.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. How they're just always at odds.
You know, that's because they all slept with each other.
So, like, I don't know.
It's a lot like
Is that what happened with the Doobie Brothers?
It's a lot like what happens in Transition.
I don't think that's what happened with the Doobie Brothers.
I have no idea. I mean, only two of them are actually related, right?
Was Rerun there? Did his cassette tape
fall right out of his jacket?
We still need younger references.
Whatever you do, don't ever look up what happened to Badfinger.
Well, now I have to look up
or LFO.
I'm telling you, do not look up what happened to Badfinger. You'll be so sad you won't want to go.
I wish I knew what Badfinger was. I'm not going to search it on this computer.
You know some of their songs.
Okay.
You definitely know some of their songs. By the way, Nancy Walker was Bounty.
The quicker picker upper.
Yes.
Damn it.
Madge was played by Jan Miner.
Oh, who the hell's Jan Miner?
Madge. Okay. The manicurist is who she was. It was like Flo before her time. Uh-huh. She was the ongoing, the actress who played Madge.
Oh, that's too
bad. Yeah. No, why is it too bad?
Because he got it wrong.
I had a reference I felt great about. Got a laugh and it was wrong.
I thought it was fine.
Thank you, Lauren.
No, actually,
just in case he's listening, his name is Austin Reed. Austin Wheeler also
for just correcting that. If she did have a sack dance, she'd go pick him up and be the quicker picker up. Right? She would just be super polite and sportsmanlike.
Now you're trying too hard. The Greg Maddux documentary looms for me. I haven't watched it yet. I heard it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
On MLB Network.
I got an early version of it. It is fantastic.
Is it? I mean, the dude was a genius, was a one-of-a-kind pitching genius. So I can't wait to watch that.
I love that. I hope that MLB continues to do more stuff like that. Mm. Like, let some of your creatives, let some of those connections that you have, like, tell that story, man.
Mm-hmm. It's
super athletic, too, right? Like, yes, and he hates talking about himself.
People assume, like, because he wasn't a high-velocity guy.
He was, actually.
He was at the beginning.
Okay.
Then he became more crafty as he lost velo.
Yeah, right. But he had all of it for a while, which is how you end up being.
He was
Greg
96, Maddox. 97 for a long time.
I don't think quite that hot, but he was at least sitting 95 for some games. Mm. And I hope they tell the story about the time that Leo Mazzoni came out and told him to intentionally walk a guy.
And what he said?
No. And he said, Leo, let me throw a cut. He's going to pop out to third. Give me three pitches. He's going to pop out to third. And he did.
Could Leo just trust him from there?
Yeah. And just like, there's no reason. I never have to watch.
So one of the great trivia questions, one of the great trivia questions of my youth that I used to love was that at the time there had only been 5 MLB players who hit 50 homers in a season twice. And then the Roids era came and some non-Roids guys, and it changed. Now, thanks to Aaron Judge, there are 5 guys who've hit 50 or more homers in a season 3 times. It has officially become the new trivia question. There are 5 guys who've done it 3 times, 50 or more homers in a season. Anybody?
Ruth?
Aaron Judge is one of them.
Ruth? I saw the list and I was like, wow, I'm surprised that guy's not on it. But Sosa?
Sosa and Ruth makes 3. Judge, 3 times. Ruth, 4 times. Sammy Sosa, 4 times.
McGuire
did it 4 times.
The guy that I couldn't believe wasn't on the list was Bonds.
Well, but
Barry didn't start doing it until the end, right?
But then he had 2 years where he hit 70.
Did Griffey?
Right. Yeah.
Griffey did it twice.
57 and, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And Aaron never did.
Aaron never hit 50.
Never had 50. Willie
just
Mays
a metronome
had 50 twice. Yeah, Aaron had 49 a couple times. I think he had 47 4 different times.
Yeah.
Like Foster had one.
Aaron's just a metronome of
Fielder
every year
had one. Foster Greenberg had one. A-Rod
had 3.
Okay.
There's your 5 players who've hit 50 or more homers in a season 3 times. Babe Ruth, Alex Rodriguez, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire, and now Aaron Judge. And if Aaron Judge, if we deem Aaron Judge clean, which I do at this point, who
Is
knows?
Is he the fastest to 300?
Yes, fastest to 300, and just out. Outrageous.
How old is he now, though?
Captain.
28?
Captain, good defense in center and right. Good enough in center. And, like, a delightful guy. This is a remarkable, remarkable moment in baseball to have that guy and then have Shohei, who's getting to 40-40.
Shohei could be 50-50.
Shohei could be 50-50. To get to 40-40 on a walk-off grand slam.
My bad. Judge is 32.
How 32. Okay. Did you see the swing he had? Shohei hit a home run on a sword. On a pitcher's pitch, his ass is out here, his hands are here, there's nothing on it except left to sweep his wrists through.
Stanton had one of those last week, too, where you realize just how bleeping strong that guy is.
Yeah.
It was ass out and just like, all right, I'll just flip this over the center field wall.
Yeah, I've got enough of my arms and hands back that I'm just going to tennis it out.
Shohei Ohtani.
Like Mads trying to sweep the corner.
Yes. Shohei Ohtani is probably going to win MVP. As a DH, and oh, by the way, on Saturday, he threw off a mound for the first time since his surgery last September.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's just...
It's probably bad for you.
It's just ridiculous. But that's why Reinsdorf wasn't interested. You know?
Crazy kids.
Well, 100 losses is not September, y'all.
Taught Ruben algebra yesterday by having him prorate the White Sox losses to how many they would have in 162.
They're going to lose 100 next year, too.
Yeah, probably could.
Oh, is that like this is to this as this is to X, and then you do the cross?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly. As of yesterday, it was 38.6 wins that the White Sox would have.
It sounds about right.
More and power only, to you trying to teach
They're
math
the second
kids.
Quickest to 100, is that right?
Yes. I don't know, man.
They are the second quickest
to
100.
Who was the quickest, if they're only the second quickest?
It was a team pre-modern baseball.
Okay.
Right. And I believe 12 of the people on their roster had full-blown leprosy for most of the season.
Can you confirm that?
Yes. They came back. They had a shipping expedition. Yeah. And they had to come back from the West Indies. And they all suffered from various illnesses.
Fact checking. 2 of them had mildly blown leprosy.
Ah, it wasn't
full-blown. All right.
It's very important to clarify.
They're done. They're out of here. It's Bernstein and Holmes. Spiegs and Anthony Herron on Score Afternoons.
Spiegs is back.
What's up, man? Good to see you. I know you had Friday with Marshall Harris.
Yeah.
A little later on, you're going to hear from Caleb Williams, who's on Take the North, the Take the North podcast. He's also on this show on Wednesday. And you're going to hear a ridiculous take from some random national TV guy that deserves our attention. Oh, God, I hate those guys.
We saw it.
I know. Yeah, good. Yeah. But when we come back, Ryan Poles still needs to show me something. He's got a chance to do it by tomorrow. We'll talk about it next. Teddy's here and And Robbie Triano. We're going to have fun this afternoon on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.